Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I am so excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. We are back in the building for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Well, we're back in the studio on tonight. This has been a long, busy weekend, and we made it back to the E-Man Studios. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you guys would hang out a little bit with us on this Sunday afternoon where we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. You are listening to your number one station. We are your number one station, right?
Right.
I think we are.
Right.
The last I checked, this is your number one station. We are over 30 platforms and all around the globe, and we're so appreciative that you guys would join us. We see you over on the network. We see you on the phone lines. I'm E-Man. That's my little sidekick, my little chocolate chip sitting across from me. Hey, Mandy, Mandy.
Yes. Hello, hello.
Yes. Man, we have rushed back. We have had a busy weekend. We have had a busy day.
It has been a busy day.
Man, we rushed back from a wedding. We just finished up a wedding. And want to shout out to Miss Kia Davis, the owner of We Talk Radio. Her daughter got married this evening.
Yes, so beautiful. Shout out
to Samaria and Marcus.
Yes.
Yeah, they did the doggone thing, didn't they, Mandy?
They really did. It was so beautiful.
Yes, it was. And we so appreciative to Miss Davis. You know, she allowed us to come in and VIP. So we right up there in the front. Yes, and so we want to shout out to that couple. What a beautiful, dynamic wedding they had on today.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, and then on last night, Mandy, we had an opportunity to celebrate once again. Last night we did a party last night.
We did.
Man, we just been busy. We did a party for Mr. Dave Evans.
Yes, Mr. Dave Evans.
Yes, he turned 50 years old. He is the NAACP Chairman of Education over in Plano, Texas.
Yeah, it was just so fabulous. Such an awesome party. It was a good time. Like, it's always good to celebrate people.
Right.
And we had the opportunity to celebrate Dave Evans on last night. But really, this is his grand entrance with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Evans walked in the door, right? And, you know, the announcements start going off, the music.
Right.
He walked in the door with his suit coat on and his two dogs on a leash.
Yeah.
One of them had on red and the other one had on pink. I was like, come on now.
Right. Dave Evans was doing the doggone thing.
He really was. And then after, in between his celebration, he had a wardrobe change.
Well, shout out to Mr. Dave Evans.
Yeah, shout out to you, Mr. Evans.
Yeah, we appreciate that you invited us over to your 50th birthday party on last night. We were honored to be there. Me and the mentor, the E-Man. Man, it was off the chain.
Off the chain.
Man, we have had a busy weekend.
We have had a busy weekend, but, you know, it's all good.
Yes, and we flew back all across town to do the E-Man After Show today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how your day been today, man, besides being ripping and running with me?
It's been an awesome day. It's been an awesome day. Had the opportunity to connect with awesome people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversations around the tables today.
Yes.
The view was really nice.
Yes.
I mean, just and so much love in the air, okay?
Right. Well, we want to shout out to all of you guys that's joining us on the network. Listen, if you want to follow us on We Talk Radio, listen, we're on all social media. We are on over 30 platforms. We are across the globe. We are around the world.
Right.
And we got people listening to us right now. It's daytime somewhere.
It is.
Shout out to London.
Shout out to everyone in London.
It is nighttime somewhere.
Yes, it is.
Shout out to China.
China.
Shout out to India.
Yes.
Shout out to all of you guys that's around the globe that's listening to the E-Man After Show. Shout out to right down here in downtown Dallas. Down in the high rise, they're listening to the E-Man After Show tonight.
They are.
We want to appreciate all of you guys because we are, listen, if you want to follow us, you can go to, www.wetalkradio.com,
mm-hmm.
and we're on all social media.
All social media.
Mandy, if they just want to find us, where can they go to find us?
Okay, guys, so you can find us on these sites. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeart, YouTube, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, you can go to all those platforms and find the E-Man After Show.
Yes, what he said.
Yes, you can go to, you can stream and check out all the great shows that's over here on We Talk Radio.
Right. And if you want to know more about We Talk Radio and the things that are going on, you can go to WeTalkRadio.com and you can find in-depth information.
Yes. And we got a YouTube channel we pushing.
Right.
You can go to YouTube TV and check out We Talk Radio. It's our YouTube channel, guys. We want you guys to go to We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Listen, you can make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
You can like it.
Mm.
You can subscribe. I believe we'll share it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe?
So guys, you just press the subscribe button, and that will give you the latest updates on We Talk Radio. Also, you'll receive notifications when new updates are posted.
Right. Well, guys, we appreciate you guys. We see you guys coming in on the network. They are listening all around the world. They are see you guys on the phone line. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You hit option one.
Mm-hmm.
That's Uno on your phone.
Yeah.
If you hit option one, it flags us and let us know you want to come into the conversation. And we'll be appreciative and be glad to bring you into the conversation.
Right. So give us a call at 563-999-3456.
Yes. So, man, let's do a recap from last week.
Yes, let's recap from last week.
Yes, on last week, guys, those of you that's not familiar with the E-Man After Show, this is the men's show. This is where we men and we women, we come around the domino table. You know, and I put a big six question out there, and we get into conversation.
Right.
And last Sunday night, we talked about blended families.
We did.
Yeah, it was an interesting show.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I had a young lady to write me last year.
Mm-hmm.
She said, E-Man, when you talk about this topic, I say, yeah. And so we just not getting to her topic. She moved me last year. I got a lot of people been writing me, man.
Yes, you have.
And I'm trying to get to some of this stuff they want me to talk about. Yes, and so last Sunday, guys, if you want to go back and check out that show, you can go back on the network. And it was an interesting show because we talked about it from a standpoint of, you know, a racial couples from, you know, Christy, she was white.
Right.
She was a white, you know, Hispanic. Oh, no, she was a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was married to an African-American guy.
Right.
And so they blended. For sure.
Right. So we talk about interracial families.
And then we just talking about, you know, hey, when you marry into your family, you got children, they got children.
And then families just blended.
And then families just blended. But it was a real good topic. It was really interesting. You know, we still getting comments of people that, you know, had their perspectives about it.
Right.
You know, and so this is what we do on a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
We men come around and we have real men talk.
Because
in every man, there's a little boy trying to get out.
Right.
And so if you don't know how to sit down, because, you know, when we sitting around the domino table playing dominoes like we did at the party last night, you know, you have some interesting conversation. You supposed to sit in the room and be like, is that how you men think? Yeah, that's how we think, you know. And y'all be trying to get into the conversation, so we be like, you know, you can join the conversation, but it get heated around the domino table.
It does. These type of conversations are so beneficial, you know, because the type of conversations we have had here on the E-Man After Show, they're topics that people normally do not like to address, you know,
for
because
sure,
it can be confrontational, you know. But the key is everyone has an opinion. And here on the E-Man After Show, there's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion.
Yes.
So that's why we play the disclaimer.
Yes. And so we sit around the table. We chop it up. We try to we fellas coming in and. You know, because one of the things I learned, man, that when you get men in the room, Men open up around men.
Right.
Men don't open up around women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what y'all are saying a lot of times, you know. You can't get your boo thing. You can't get your husband. You can't get your boyfriend. You can't get them to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
And so we trying to help you sisters out and understanding how we communicate.
Right.
Because some of us going to communicate at all.
Mm.
Literally around the world, somewhere tonight, some man is going to take the trash out, Mandy, and he ain't coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that sister ain't, she ain't even picked up on it.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so if we don't talk about these kind of issues, if we don't really have these kind of dialogues, you know, once again, the courtroom will be full because we got people who don't understand, you know, each other's language.
Right.
And so this is what we do around the E-Man After Show. We come together and have some real, I mean, last year we had so much different discussions. We had DEI. We talked about all of that. We talked about men being workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about men in health.
Right.
Yeah, we had Dr. Tamara Thomas. Shout out to Dr. Tamara Thomas. You listening tonight out there. She joined us on last year. And so this year, you know, we're diving into a lot of our great topics that we're talking about.
Right.
And so that was our show last week. It was an exciting show. We enjoyed all you guys that gave me all the feedback. We enjoyed all you guys that called in. And all you that's on the network tonight, we appreciate you calling in. We don't have a topic tonight. But we have a young man that's joining us tonight.
Yes.
Because tonight we got a new segment that's coming to the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And this new segment is going to start, I believe, next Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday night, which is March 20th. This young man, he's got a segment coming to the E-Man After Show. It is called Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
So awesome.
Yes. We're going to be talking to this brother because at the end of the day, Mandy, when you look at the calamities in the world today, when you look at all the things that's going on, people need encouragement.
That's right.
You know, people need to be uplifted in some type of way.
So true.
And so this young man, Mr. Fred Bell, who we are talking to, you know, I met this young man about 2 years ago. You know, I met him on the prayer line, my good friend prayer line, Deacon Anthony Smith. I met him on his prayer line. You know, he do a prayer line every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
It's called Men of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know Deacon Anthony Smith. He sits around the domino table with us on Sunday nights, and we chop it up. But, you know, he's the overseer of his prayer line. And this is where I met Deacon Fred Bell.
Right.
And understanding all of that, Deacon Fred Bell have been putting out these little quotes and these good encouraging words. He's been doing it for 8 years now.
8 years.
You know, and so we're going to be talking to him tonight about a lot of that.
Yeah, very powerful. I've had the opportunity to read some of his quotes that he has put out, because you know, you forward them out to us, and it's very powerful, very touching and enlightening.
Yes.
And I know that through sending those out, I know a lot of times, you know, we receive text messages, and you know, we receive a lot in our inboxes, but believe it or not, when those type of messages go out in the morning, it's someone that's expecting that message when they wake up.
Yes, and you know, what's interesting, man, because those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know I'm in the Dallas Independent School District.
Right.
And all week long, we've been in meetings, and in a lot of the meetings, it has been the councilman and the media has been talking about, they've been talking about the rise of, I may be pronouncing it wrong, insomnia, when you can't sleep.
Insomnia,
when you can't sleep.
Right.
You know, we know people dealing with anxiety.
They
we know
are.
People dealing with depression. Mm-hmm. We know people deal with those type of mental, what would you call them, mental blocks, you know. But the rise that they're seeing now that's being prevalent, which is a high number, which is 62%, is called insomnia. Most people don't recognize that they have it.
Right.
Because, you know, they wake up every hour on the hour, or they just can't sleep and don't know why they can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was in these meetings this week, they's talking about the children experiencing it, and
right.
and the family and the mothers and them experiencing. People just can't find themselves sleepy.
No rest.
And no rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying a lot of that's coming from with the calamities is what's going on.
Mm.
We've been in the pandemic for 2 years.
Right.
You know, with COVID, losing your loved ones. Now we into war.
Mm-hmm.
Then we, you know, police brutality,
right?
You know, racial tensions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got people to where they can't figure it out, you know. And so they was talking about some of the things you can do to you help your mind at nighttime before you go to sleep,
right.
Or help you go to sleep, or relieve the stress or the tension while you will be twisted and turning, you know, in your bed while you can't sleep. Because there's somebody tonight going to be dealing with this exactly same thing around the world. They're going to lay down, but they're not going to be able to sleep.
Right.
And one of the counselors talked about, she talked about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, we'll get, prayer is the key. You pray. Then
right.
she talked about reading.
Mm-hmm.
She gave a lot of good tips. You know, you can read. You can get you a good book. You know, we had a young lady on here 2 weeks ago, Miss Deanne Lack. She wrote a couple of good books.
Right. She sure did. Shout out to Miss Deanne Lack.
Shout out to Miss Deanne Lack. What was it? Esther to a Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little children book. If you want to read to your child at night, if your child is not sleeping, you know. And they was talking about little tips that would help you, you know, go to sleep.
Right.
And they talked about prayer. Then they talked about little quotes. And they talked about little encouraging thing that would, you know, give your mind some peace where you can rest.
Right.
Well, I thought about Fred Bell.
Mm.
I said, well, you know, how interesting. So I'm in the meeting. I say, listen, y'all listen to the Evening After Show. I said, because I got a young man that's coming on. He's been doing this for over 8 years
mm-hmm.
now. He's been giving a little encouraging word. And how fitting it is, because we're going to start his segment next Sunday night. And his segment starts right here on the E-Man After Show at 9:35, they told me.
Right.
They said, I said, well, why not 9:30? They said, E-Man, at 9:35, we're going to run this segment. It's in audio form.
Right. A little birdie told me that Mr. Fred Bell, he's been posting consecutively, not missing a day for 8 years.
A little birdie told you that?
A little birdie told me that.
Y'all got to watch out for them little birds. them birds, you know, they got the birds, and so you should be listening to the birds.
No, 8 years without missing weekdays, of course.
Right.
Without missing a day. I mean, that's his assignment.
And we're going to be talking to them about that.
Right.
You know, this brother is just doing the doggone thing. Also, he's a Sunday school teacher over at his church
mm-hmm.
at Love and Fellowship Baptist Church.
Okay.
Any of you guys know anything about Dallas, Texas? You know anything about Wintergreen and DeSoto,
mm-hmm.
Love and Fellowship Baptist Church under the leadership of the great pastor, Micah D. Snead.
Right,
yes,
right.
He's been teaching a Sunday school lesson over there, Sunday school service. They start at 8:30 every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. He teaches Sunday school lesson. He putting quotes out.
Right.
He just blessing the body.
Yes.
And it's for everybody.
Right.
So we're gonna talk to him a little, you know, we're going to get him on the line. I see him standing by. We're going to talk to him about that tonight. So, Mandy, we just came from a wedding. We walked in my studio. We took our coats. We just sit down.
It was time to go to work.
My sister gave us the notes, and y'all better listen. Y'all got a few minutes because we've been out and partying with the CEO right here. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, so she put on an awesome wedding for their daughter on tonight, and they still partying.
Yeah.
We can't go back to the party, man.
They're having an awesome celebration.
They're having an awesome celebration, and shout out to her on tonight. We have had a busy weekend, but we're back at the E-Man Studios tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Chuck World Class Barbershop that's listening to the E-Man After Show. Shout out to all of you guys. This is your number one listening station right here on We Talk Radio Network. Mandy, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Listen, guys, we got to take a break. When we come up out of this break, guess who we'll have? We'll have our special guest tonight, Mr. Fred Bell. So you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
All right, keep a pen in it. We'll be back in a moment.
Listen, man, you can't be hitting me. This is digital stuff. You hit any buttons over here to shut me down.
We'll be back in a moment.
You'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out, hey, sound selfish, but won't you answer me? Ooh, just one word from you can set me free. We all need you, hey, to make a way. We all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, hey, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way.
This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back. We're back. We're back. Back in the building. So excited to see all you guys out on the network on tonight. So excited to see you guys on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up, man. We appreciate all you guys that's joining us on tonight right here on We Talk Radio. Hey, come on, because I'm the man. Oh, yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Well, guys, we're excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. We're so appreciative that you would join us for another episode right here on the E-Man After Show. It is a Sunday night. We broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. We thank you guys for joining us. We know we're on a new time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, time have went up. Some of you,
right.
Some of you are trying to adjust. Why? Because normally it would be, what, 8:25. And so it's 9:25 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of people, man, that they go to bed early around, you know, on Sunday night. They done did church. you know, they done came home and ate them some dinner, you know, and they going to bed at this time of night.
That's true.
But for those of us that surf at nighttime, that's up late, that's on the network, you know, that's hanging out, you know, they up listening to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Yes, because I found out on last week there's a whole building downtown Dallas be championing the We Talk Radio.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And we so appreciative that all you guys would join us and, you know, that's down there in the high rise downtown Dallas.
Right.
Shout out to all of you over in Fort Worth. Shout out to all of you around the world in the mid-cities. DeSoto is on the line. We have Cedar Hill on the line.
We
have Forney in the building.
Right.
Plano is in the building on tonight. And where all of you guys are calling from, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. Why? Because we got a young man we're getting ready to talk to. This young man, he's been blessing our hearts with some encouragement.
Yes, he has.
He's been encouraging a lot of people around the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, with just his little thoughts. He put them in a scripture form, and he's bringing that segment to the E-Man After Show, and it's going to be in audio form. So start next Sunday night, every Sunday night at 9:35, you'll be able to log in and get some encouragement so you can sleep at night.
That's right.
Those of you that's, you know, having a hard time sleeping, you know, because what I found out, you know, when my mother was living, even when we was talking in the council meeting,
right.
You know, they were talking about puzzles. And I remember my mother, she used to just sit up and do puzzles all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it would stimulate and relax her mind.
Right.
You know, and for I know a thing, I go in there and check on her, she asleep. You know, and so tonight we're talking to Mr. Fred Bell. Why? Because, you know, God have blessed him. And brother got a powerful testimony.
Yes, he does.
And so we're going to see if we can bring Mr. Fred Bell. He's been standing by. We're going to see if we can bring him into the conversation. Why? Because we want you guys to hear what this young man has to say. Hello, Mr. Fred Bell. Are you there with us?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
We are doing absolutely fantastic. We blessed, black, and highly favored and unapologetic about it.
Yeah, so great. So great to have you tonight.
We are so excited to have you to join the E-Man After Show on tonight, sir. We appreciate you taking out your time because this is the late show that I do. I do two more other shows, but this show here is the latest show I do, but I enjoy doing it on a Sunday night. Why? Because I found that there's a market, Mr. Fred Bell, that's out there that's, you know, strolling the network, that's out on the network, that's out there in cyberspace. And I don't know if you know, Mr. Fred Bell, mainstream radio is going away, and online wow. radio is becoming the number one market in the world. Right now, it is most money. It's over, I think they said over $300 billion that online radio is making now. Why? Because, you know, technology have taken over. So this show has been heard all around the globe tonight, Mr. Fred. And so we appreciate you coming on, man, to hang out with us a little bit tonight.
Yes.
To the E-Man After Show. Yes. So, man, we just going to jump right into it because I know for the last 8 years, you've been encouraging people all around the world with little quotes and little scriptures and helping us to kind of get through this rough time that we're living in. Because we are living in some strange times. We're living in some rough times. We're living in some... Man, are you sleeping? You look like you sleep over. Mr. Fred Beard, I done told her mouth out this weekend. We done did weddings, we done did birthday parties, we done did church, we done did some everything this weekend.
That's so true. Hey, but
yes, and so listen, you gonna help me host my show. You gotta wake up over there because I can see through this glass over here.
Listen, I need you to finish talking to Minister Fred that way he can give us some of this good word and give us his testimony.
Mr. Fred, we done rushed all the way from, where were we at, in Mansfield, Texas?
Yes.
Mr. Fred, we did a wedding this evening over in Mansfield. The owner of We Talk Radio, shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Okay.
By the way, Mr. Fred, they so excited and delighted that your segment is coming to We Talk Radio Network by way of the E-Man After Show. Everybody around the station has been talking about it all week. Because, you know, when you send them out to me, I send them to the station, and the station posts them. You know, so they really appreciate you, and really it's been encouraging to those that's been listening. And, man, we want to first of all salute you, first of all, for being courageous and bold enough in these times that we're living in to even just give someone an encouraging word, because it's significant coming from a man anyway.
It really is.
What do you think, Mandy?
I think that's absolutely correct. Coming from a man, because oftentimes we see so many women, you know, bringing the word, bringing messages. Not that there aren't men that are doing it, because there are powerful men, and God, well, there are men that God are using in powerful ways that are doing it, but the majority of the time we see a woman's face. So to see a man that has been as dedicated and as faithful as you have been, Mr. Bell, is really inspiring, you know, because a lot of times from my experience with the, you know, with the inspirational messages, if people don't respond, a lot of times people, they give up after a certain length of time. So to be doing this for 9 years now, faithfully, you know, that's to be commended.
Yeah. And so with that being said, Mr. Fred Bell, we just going to jump right into it. So for all our listeners around the network, around the globe that's on the phone line that really never heard of Fred Bell, really don't even have a clue what we're talking about, won't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, sir?
Okay. First, I want to thank you guys for inviting me on and even giving me an opportunity to put my encouragement for your soul out on the airways. And it's just a blessing through God to be blessed to meet you, for you to even call me and do this. So I'm a father of four, a grandfather of nine. I've been married for 28 years. I've been a deacon for 13 years. I've been a member of Loving Fellowship for 6 years under the leadership of Dr. Michael D. Sneed.
Yeah.
And I've been doing these encouragement for your souls going on 9 years. March 13th will mark the ninth year. And Mandy stated earlier, I have not missed a day sending out a Bible scripture. One day in 9 years, I have not missed a day.
Well, why don't you tell us what really inspired you? What motivated you to even put out these scriptures? What inspired you to even, you know, what came about that drove you to even doing that, sir?
What inspired me to do the encouragement for your soul? I used to get the word. Someone used to send me the word, and I can't remember who it was. They used to send me today's word by Joel Osteen. And I used to copy his word and then send it out to other people. And then a couple of times, the word didn't come through. I don't know if something was wrong with the email or what happened. And then I thought to myself, and I just said it's a blessing from God. And I read it, and I thought to myself, I can do this myself.
Right.
So my scripture started out as today's word, and then I changed it to encouragement for your soul. So the word will encourage the soul, because through the word we get faith and it strengthens us.
Right.
And that's how it all came about.
Well, that, man, that's awesome, because,
so awesome.
Yes, it, you know, what's amazing about that, you know, it's so fitting for this time. Who would have thought 8 years ago when you started that this would have taken off like it have, because you know, we all my pastor, those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know, I'm I've been serving the Potter's House for the last 27 years, and my pastor just preached this taught us this Wednesday night, the bumpy road to better. And everybody in life has a bump in the road,
right?
And so, Mr. Bell, won't you talk to us a little bit about, you know, you just stated that from Joel Osteen, someone was sending you his word. But what drove you, what bump in the road drove you to continue to just really, really, like, you know, really be inspired even the more? Because I'm quite sure it was something had to drive you. You know, can you share with us in any type of way just what bump in the road that made you turn to say, hey, you know, I've been encouraged, so now I want to encourage someone else.
All right. I'm glad you asked that. The bump in the road was, the bump in the road back in 1995, I was accused of doing something that I did not do in a foreign land. I was in the state of Maryland and got accused of something, and I had been locked up. Now, all this time, I had been to church. My grandmother took us to church when we was young. But as you get older, you stop going to church when you don't have to anymore. When they tell you you don't have to go anymore, you don't go. So I hadn't been to church since I was maybe like 10. And at this time, I was 26 years old. Now, mm-hmm. I found myself locked up. And the only thing I could think of is to pray. I mm-hmm. looked out of a window, and there was a street light. And I told God, I said, God, if you're going to let me out of this situation tomorrow, let that light blink. And the light blinked. So now I'm looking like Nicodemus. I'm saying make the fleece dry and the ground wet, and then the fleece wet and the ground dry. So the next day I prayed again at a different time. The light blinked again. That light blinked. Every night I asked God, was I going to get out the next day? So then I became friends with this guy, and then we got a cell together. I didn't have the light anymore because now I'm in a cell in a room. But I asked him to give me a Bible. So I started reading the Bible. And then he was asking me to explain the Bible to him. I didn't know how to read the Bible with understanding. But I found myself explaining the Bible to him, so the Holy Spirit was speaking through me to him. And then I left that room and then went to another unit. In the unit, I told the people, I said, I didn't have the light. I didn't have the word. But guess what? They said, what? I said, God was still with me. They said, why? I said, they had Bible study in a room. And the guy told me, he looked me in the face. He said, man, every time someone new comes in, someone gets out, not knowing that someone was going to be me. Now, in the meantime, I'm praying each and every day for God to let me out the next day. So I go to Bible study. And then one day I looked on this list. My name was not on the list anymore. And I asked them, what did it mean? And they said, you've been indicted. But don't worry about it. Everybody get indicted. So I thought to myself, okay, so I'm still not worried. I'm calm because I've been praying. I'm like, okay, I've been praying to God. He's not going to let me down. I'm faithful to him. Go out the next day to go to court. And they tell me 8 of us need to go out because we've been indicted and we need to call our attorneys. So I pick up the phone and call my attorney. He's not in. At 9:30, I call him back. They answer the phone. And the first thing she says is, Fred? And I said, yes. She said, what are you still doing in jail? And I said, what do you mean? She said, we got you out Friday. Now, to say this, our time is not the same time as God. I kept praying to get out the next day. But until he seen me to show myself faithful, I wasn't released until I became faithful. And he said, now, you will be released. So I had been in jail over a month, praying every day to get out the next day. One day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like one day. And then when I was released, God was still with me. I had nowhere to live. Me and my wife was there by ourselves, nowhere to go to. And each and every time, we almost had to sleep in the car. And then one of my friends, she invited us to stay over that night. The next day, my mother called me and said, I've been trying to contact you since yesterday. I sent you $300 down to Western Union. I took the $300, went pawned my car, got me and my wife a little rinky-dink apartment, and we lived in that apartment until we came back to Dallas, Texas. And through that, my faith had, my foundation had been set, and my faith had become, had became stronger in the Lord. And that would lead up until how my faith became stronger and stronger and stronger. And then it would lead into when I started doing Encouragement for Your Soul, or Today's Word, when I found out that I had stage 4 cancer in 2011. And people could not understand, how did I go through cancer and I had a smile on my face? When I found out that I had cancer, it started out as a pain in my ear. Went to my dentist, and he told me it was a tongue tonsil when he looked and seen the knot on my tongue. So that drove me to go to the ENT specialist. And then when I went, he didn't tell me what was wrong. He just kept saying, what are you taking? And I said, I'm taking ibuprofen. He said, continue to take that. 2 days later, I called him and asked him. He never gave me a diagnosis. The lady came back on the phone, and she said, Mr. Bell? And I said, yes. She said, you have a tumor. And I said, I beg your pardon? She said, you have a tumor. And I asked, and I said, ain't that cancer? And she said, yes. I walked back in my office, sat down. The people said, Fred, what did they tell you is wrong with your ear? I said, they say I got cancer. And I bust out laughing. And they said, you don't have cancer? I said, why? They said, because you're laughing. And I said, because it's funny. A couple of days later, went back to the doctor. He let my wife look at the mass through this camera, and it was the size of maybe a little bit bigger than a golf ball. But the thing about it was the cancer was supposed to bulge out my neck, keep me from swallowing, and keep me from breathing, and keep me from sleeping. But it didn't. It stayed in one place. It never moved. So I asked him, I said, okay. I went to the doctor, and they said, okay, well, if you wake up and your hips are hurting, then that means the cancer has spread, and there's nothing we can do. Every time he said something bad, I said something good about God. Okay. And he continued to say bad things, and I said, but God has me. So when I went in the hospital, they wheeled me into surgery to take a little piece off so they could biopsy it. And the lady there looked like the Mother Teresa. And I said, you know what? God is still here with me. And then when I woke up, the first thing I remember was he said if my hips were sore. I hit my hips, and they were not sore. So that means it didn't spread. It didn't go anywhere through my body. So then I went to the hospital so they could tell me what was actually what was the cancer, if it was malignant or what. So he told me, and the doctor came in, and he said, yeah, you have cancer, and, you know, we're going to treat it. So they were going to cut the cancer out, which would have left an indention in my neck. I wouldn't have been able to swallow, and I would not have been able to talk anymore. God intervened because I was going to let them cut the cancer out.
Right.
But the doctor looked, and he said, how about radiation and chemo? I said, okay, y'all the doctors, y'all know best. But God was saying, you're not going to cut on him. I have work for him to do. He has to use his voice for me. So therefore, they did the radiation and chemo. So I stood there and I asked him. I said, okay, what stage is it in? He looked at me and he said, it's in stage four. And I laughed again. And then I said, how many stages is it? He said, it's four. And I bust out laughing again. And one of my good friends, Willie Wilburn, was there with me. He looked and he told me, he said, man, if you could have seen the look on their face. They said, man, is this guy crazy or something? He's laughing. They couldn't understand why I was laughing. And I told the people before I even went to the doctor that this was not for me. It was for somebody to see God work through me.
Right.
So therefore, I could laugh through it because God had never told me that I was going to die from this. He told me this was for someone else to see his work through me because someone else was not as strong as me. So what I went through in Maryland prepared me for this. Each and every time we go through something in life, God is preparing us for something ahead that's much bigger than what you just went through. But sometimes we look at the trials and tribulations and we fall down and we give up our salvation because of what we went through. So therefore, I thought to myself, I need to start sending the word out that would encourage someone. And then when I said, I used to get the scriptures from Joel Osteen, I said, who better to speak to my people about a situation that I have been through, and I know we've all been through some of the same things.
Right.
And
so
that
being
encouraged me.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. And, you know, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, we're talking to Deacon Fred Bell. He's sitting here sharing with us, you know, his bump in the road. And we know some of you out there, you have similar bumps in the road. And how powerful it is that we are, his testimony is. Why? Because everything, every bump made him better.
Right.
You know, it didn't make him bitter, because you just heard him say he laughed through every situation.
That's right.
And so that means to me that he got better. He didn't get bitter. And so to all of you on the network, all of you on the phone lines, we want you guys to stay right there, because we got to take our last break for the night. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Deacon Fred Bell. This brother is just an awesome brother. Why? Because every one of us on this line tonight can relate to this type of a story.
Yes.
Some in life, you have hit a bump, you know, but he looked his bump in the face and laughed at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is your bump in the road tonight? Or you left someone getting ready to go into the hospital room tomorrow for some type of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They
right.
they got a bump in the road.
Right.
But once again, if you don't get bitter, you'll get better.
Right.
And so with that being said, you guys keep it locked. We got to take a break, and we'll be back to what, conversation?
Yes,
with Fred. Fred, you stay right there, sir. Don't go nowhere. Cause,
all right.
They are, the phone lines are lit up. We're going to take a few phone calls on tonight. Why? Because this is encouraging for somebody around the network tonight.
Yes.
Somewhere down in Dallas, Texas, that you're in your high rise, you're in your home, you're listening on the phone line, you facing some challenges, you know, and this brother is sharing with us how he made it through. He made it through with the grace of God in his life. You know, he didn't let his situation take over him.
Right.
He took over the situation. So you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more stuff right after this.
All right, guys, keep a pin in it. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Oh, 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 I'm
waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day gone by,
yeah.
I don't try
what?
To thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yeah.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed.
Just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with, come with them niggas.
trying to get you to do something. You better not follow them demons, I swear, I declare. So much power in prayer, you had no idea. God is all.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio show, After Hours Radio show on WeTalkRadio.com. Be live with Man himself.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building. We are talking to Deacon Fred Bell. This brother is sharing with us his testimony. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on a Sunday afternoon. Why? Because it's afternoon somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere. It's morning time somewhere. But we have Deacon Fred Bell. We left off talking with this brother. He was sharing with us the calamities, the bump in the road that he have had. And out of that bump in the road, Mandy, it is inspiring to hear where he is today.
Right.
Because it says to me that you'll win if you don't quit.
That's right.
And he never gave up. And so those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening on the network, we appreciate you. Why? Because you are listening to your number one station right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. I have my sidekick sitting right across from me. Mm-hmm. She's tired. Deacon Bell, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
She's tired. I done ran her to death this weekend. You know, we done been busy this weekend, and, you know, I listen. You know, I'm listening to you. I done got inspired and got cranked up and encouraged. Why? Because all of us go through some calamities in life, man.
Right.
And when you sit back to, I heard this brother say he had cancer in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said it was stage four.
Right.
But he sound pretty good to me right about now.
Yes, he does.
He sound like he's very healed to me.
Right.
And so, Deacon Bell, we're going to jump right back in that conversation because those that's on the phone lines tonight, you know, that's listening all around the globe, all around the network, you know, we understand that it takes a lot of prayer. We also understand that it takes a lot of meditation. But, you know, talk to us how important it is to have someone standing by your side, you know, someone, you know, because, you know, you can't get sick for 2 days. People will walk away from you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Deacon Bell? I'm reminded of the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you had an issue of blood for 12 years. People don't want to, you know, stay with you for 12 days when you're sick. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So talk to us how important it was, and, you know, you said earlier that you was married to your wife for 28 years. She's been right there by your side, you know. You have had good family in your life, and you have good people. I'm quite sure your mother and those who was praying for you.
Right.
You know, talk to us a little bit about how it is to have that support system when you, you know, because you started out saying you was accused of a wrongdoing. You know,
right.
Through that, you know, you ended up being incarcerated, and through that,
correct.
You know, you bounced through that, you ended up, you know, getting into the Bible, And if the devil would have known, if he'd have known that this wasn't going to stop you, he'd have left you alone a long time ago. You know, because every now and then the enemy gets a piece into our destiny, and he tries, man, to throw us off on a bumpy road.
So true.
And what he didn't realize, Deacon Bell had better in him.
Right.
Because he's talking, Mandy.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's sharing.
Yes, he is.
And it sounds like to me he done came through every obstacle that stood up in front of him.
Right, right. He's come through a lot of obstacles. And what it sounds like to me, just to tap on the bump in the road, is that the bump in the road is what catapulted him into his assignment. The reason why he can be so effective in what he does is because of the bumps in the road, you know. Because now he have testimonies upon testimonies. He has the testimony from prison, bump in the road. He has the testimony from cancer, bump in the road.
Right.
So it what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for his good, and God gave him a word, not only in his mouth, but to write out as well to encourage others.
Yes, because, you know, I've been blessed by, Deacon Bell, I've been blessed by your encouraging words, and I know those on the phone line tonight, they're being blessed, and all around the world that you've been sending these quotes out, because you send them out on Facebook. Those of you, you know, you can go to, what is it, Fred Dida Bell on Facebook.
Right, Fred Dida
Bell. Okay. E-Man told me earlier that that's what it was. I was like, okay, E-Man.
Yes, it's Fred.
Right.
That's your nickname, ain't it, Fred?
Right, that's my nickname. I put that on there for, I grew up in a little town called Ferris, Texas. And everybody who grew up with me know me as Dida. No one, Dida. They know me as Fred, but if they say Dida, they've been knowing me since I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. That. And so if you really want to, you know, because he's been putting them out for a minute, and they are very encouraging.
They really are.
You know, and you want to follow Mr. Fred Bell, you can follow Mr. Fred Bell, you know, on Facebook. But, you know, I was asking you, how is it important to have that support system, to have, you know, you have had a strong woman, you know, she have to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
To be with you for 28 years, to go through all of that, because once again, people won't stay with you 2 days if you're sick, you know.
Right.
And for, you know, talk a little bit about that, how important it is to, you know, have family and have a wife and have pastors and leaders to really just hang in there and see you through those bumps in the road.
Okay. And, you know, sometimes I equate my story of going through as Job. And we talk about how God allowed Satan to touch. And I say he allowed. Mm-hmm. God would allow us to be touched because God knows the faith that we have in us when we don't even know the faith we have ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I look at Job's wife when she turned on him. When I got in trouble in Maryland, my wife could have easily turned and came back and left me by myself. But she stayed. We had nowhere to stay. She could have came back to Dallas and left me alone in jail to fend for myself. But she refused to leave. I said, go back home. She said no. So now, we look at when I had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know what? I was dealing with it. I'm like, okay, I'm laughing through this. I'm doing the chemo. It ain't nothing, right?
Right.
I'm just breezing through it. 2 weeks before I was to finish. Now, I did radiation every day of the week, except for Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
The Lord was telling me to sit down, to rest, but I kept on going. He said, I got something for you. He set me down where I couldn't brush my teeth. I couldn't stand up and take a shower. I had to sit in the tub. The only one there that was there for me was my wife. She bathed me. She stood up while I brushed my teeth and held me. When I walked down the stairs, I would get tired. If I laid in the bed, she would get up and she was like, you need some water? And I say, yeah. She'll go downstairs, give me some water. She'll come right back up the stairs. This is like 2-3 in the morning. And I said, now I want some tea. She didn't complain not one time. She would run right back down those stairs, get the tea, come back. And the thing about it was I had started taking my wife for granted. You know, like thinking, oh, she's going to be here. She's going to be this and that. Okay, this and that. So the Lord said, I'm going to show you who's going to be there for you. My kids was there. But when you go through something like cancer, Mm-hmm. I lost 50 pounds in like 2 weeks. Mm. She took a picture of me, and I thought the picture was like a month apart. That picture was 2 weeks apart. I lost 50 pounds. So my kids was used to seeing me as the old, their dad of old. They would not come in the room. They wouldn't even come over because no one wanted to see me like that. But little did they know, I was fine on the inside.
Yeah.
They was just looking at the outside. God was restoring the inside. And so when people don't want to be around you, people don't want to come see you, because when they say you have stage four cancer, no matter how you laugh or what you think, they think you're going to die.
Right.
That's what they think, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't know my God. They didn't talk to my God like I did. So my wife was there for me, and it renewed a sense of love, a sense of respect, a sense of someone being there for you, and you know that person will be there for you all the time. Because when you get sick like that, people will leave you.
For sure.
People will leave you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And
I was just saying that's powerful. Yeah.
Even the getting up and the you and we used to talk afterwards. And she said, I wonder if you would do the same thing for me if I got sick. I said, I think I'll see you over your mama's house.
So with that being said, and that's wonderful, because that doesn't happen for all. You know, as Eman stated, some people can't hang in there with you for 2 weeks. Did you ever think, Deacon Fred Bell, that this is God showing his love for me through my wife?
Right. That is exactly what I knew it was. And I even stood up in church and I testified to that fact, stood up in front of everybody and said that I was taking her for granted.
Mm.
Sometimes thinking, you know, and I'm not embarrassed to say this, because I told my wife this. When the garage raised up and I heard my wife coming through, it was like, man, she made it home. And I'm thinking to myself, where is this coming from? Why are you thinking like this?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, then once I got sick and she was there for me, when the garage raised up and I heard it was overjoyed in my heart that she was home.
So powerful.
It is powerful.
Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to Deacon Fred Bell. This is a young man. He's bringing his segment to the E-Man After Show. And his segment is called Encouraging for the Soul with Fred Bell. And because, you know, he put a scripture out, you know, he put a topic out, and man, did he break that thing down by precept on precept. And it is very encouraging if you really take the time to sit there and read it, not just look over it.
Right.
And so to all of you on the network and to all of you on the phone lines, when you get this kind of encouragement, just don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at it and read it and dissect it. Why? Because, you know, it'll be 9 years, November the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing about the ones that I've been reading that he's been sending lately, Mandy, and Mr. Fred, the ones you've been sending lately, as I really sit there and really just read them, it makes me got to go back to the table and do some study.
Right, right. Insight, because he has insight.
Yes.
God has given him prophetic insight in his writing. I want to just say this, Eman, if I may.
Sure.
Over the last 9 years, Mr. Deacon Fred Bell, you've already written the book. The book is already there. All you have to do is take that information, put it together. The book has already been written.
And so with that being asked, is there a book coming behind this, Mr. Fred Bell? You know, because – you know, we see the little daily books that they have out with, you know, with scriptures all the time. But I can see it in paperback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, at least I think it should be. I'm a producer. You can get with me. We can make this thing happen.
All right.
You know, because I think it'll be powerful, man. It's interesting that you would even say that, man, because I think when I talk to you, Mr. Fred, you share it with me. I was about the fifth person to ask you that.
Really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's definitely,
a lot of people have asked me that.
Well, I honestly believe that the Lord set us up when we don't know we're being set up.
Mm-hmm.
And Deacon Fred Bell has walked this out.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done the work. It's already done. You know, it's
right.
just information now that just needs to be put together.
Yeah.
A lot of times God just has so much in store for us. And we take our assignments and we walk our assignments out. But God, he puts that extra on top of it. He starts bringing surprises, you know, into our assignment as we get so far. You know, and I say that to say because, you know, even with Mandy the Mentor, for example,
mm-hmm.
very quickly,
mm-hmm.
the Lord was full of surprises. You know, out of the mentorship, he birthed two radio shows
right.
here and internationally. I wasn't looking for that. I was just following out the assignment that God had given me.
Right.
And so I was just looking at the 9 years, and I'm like, I know that's a lot of literature. I know that's a lot of words from the Spirit of God, you know.
Yes, yes.
And with that being said, you know, I'm just like some type of book of encouragement, you know,
mm-hmm.
where even like through Monday through Friday of the month, of the week, just breaking it down, dissecting it. But just to be honest, 9 years of material, he already wrote the book.
Do you see a book in there anywhere, Mr. Fred?
If somebody could help me get one, I would definitely do it.
Well, I know some people you can talk to. You know,
okay.
I can direct you in the right direction. Why? Because I think connection is very important, you know, because, you know, I'm connected to you because I'm connected to my best friend, Deacon Anthony
right.
Smith,
mm-hmm.
which has a prayer line called Men of Valor.
Right.
And if it hadn't been for Deacon Anthony Smith, me and him being friends and brothers down through the years, I would have never met Deacon Fred Bell. Let's see how God's setting this up, Mandy, because I'm friends with Anthony,
mm-hmm.
and me and Anthony, Deacon Anthony Smith is connected.
Mm-hmm.
He got a me and prayer line every Tuesdays and Thursday morning at 5:30.
Right.
And Deacon Bell pray on this prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
And so through our friendship, it allowed me to meet this brother.
Mm.
Not realizing he didn't know I was going to have a radio show.
Right.
He don't know I've been doing radio for 30 years now.
Mm.
Been in television and radio for 30 years.
Yes.
And so God set it up. He said, at the end of the day, I'm going to let you meet Deacon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I got a word that Deacon Bell need to put out.
That's right.
And so we just providing a platform.
Mm-hmm.
But God is doing the work.
Yes, he is.
And so, Deacon Bell, we want to thank you. And I think Deacon Anthony Smith is on the line tonight. I want to bring him into the conversation because I have had an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. And y'all, you guys that do the E-Man After Show, you know Deacon Anthony Smith. He's here at the men's panel all the time. He has a prayer line, and this prayer line that he has is every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30. He brings men on as intercessors. Ain't nothing like some men getting together and pray.
Right.
And we had an opportunity just this year to be on two platforms with Deacon Fred Bell. We was over at his church a few months ago with the organization Elite Vision.
Mm-hmm.
She put on a six-hour prayer conference.
Yes.
And Deacon Fred Bell prayed in that prayer conference.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And so, you know, I think it was a year ago that I met him down at the bridge. He was with Deuteronomy 28 Women.
Mm-hmm.
And we was down there helping the homeless. Right. That's been a year ago, wasn't it, Deacon Bell?
Maybe. It was
mm-hmm.
before the pandemic.
Before
so
the pandemic.
Yeah, maybe about two years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago we met and down at the bridge and we served and then we worked on a platform just a couple of months ago.
Right.
But he's been praying for because, you know, Deacon Anthony Smith prayer line been going on for about 2 years now. So to all of you men, let me make an appeal around the world to all of you men that need some prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to call in because, listen, you can't go through these bumps in the road and not be anointed.
That's right.
You can't go through these bumps in the road and somebody praying over you that believe in what they pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he told you he was laughing in the devil's face, right?
Right.
You know, what is that saying? That I believe not without a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
If I can come through that, I can come through this. And now it's probably hard to convince him of anything that he got.
That's right.
You know, I bet the doctors be confused when you show up, Deacon Bell. You know,
definitely somebody you want in your corner.
For sure.
When you're going through a season of uncertainty, mm-hmm. and you need that somebody to come speak a word in your life and say, God can do it. There's a difference from saying God can do it. And we believe him, right? But when you know he can do it, and when you went through the challenges of life and you didn't give up, you know, you kept the faith. You know, those are the type of people that we need to walk in the hospital room and command someone to get up in Jesus' name.
For sure that.
Because the faith is unshaken.
Yeah, yes. And so we got Deacon Anthony Smith on the phone line. Deacon Smith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, man. Hello, everybody on the network here. Hello.
Hello.
Here.
How you doing, man? How you doing tonight? Sound like you got the grandbaby.
Man,
you chilling like a bird.
I am mighty blessed. Yeah, I'm chilling like a bug, man, enjoying the conversation that you have with my friend Deacon Bell, a member of my Loving Fellowship Baptist Church with me. That's how I met the brother. He came to our Loving Fellowship Baptist Church as a deacon, and he went right to work, man. That brother mm-hmm. went right to work. He was doing Bible study. He wasn't nothing he wasn't doing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man of God.
Yes. Yes, and I had an opportunity to meet him on your prayer line, and which is called Men of Valor, which I think is an awesome prayer line, and I want to appeal to all men out there. We want you guys to, you know, join this prayer line every Thursday morning, because if you don't think Deacon Bell can pray, listen, the devil get nervous when he start praying. Hell bags up. You know, demons start trembling. Mm-hmm. Why? Because when men, it's powerful when you get men of faith connected.
Right.
You know, and so we've been doing that for the last 2 years over on Men of Valor. And Deacon Smith, we want to appreciate you, sir, for, you know, I even know your testimony, but we wouldn't have never thought that I would be doing a show and you would have two deacons on the line, you know, because I'm quite sure all of us men, and this is what this men show is about. We don't try to get on here and be nothing but men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nothing funny about us, you know. We are authentic, and you know, and to all of my people in Christendom and in mm-hmm. the church world, listen, you have to be transparent in these days and times.
Right.
And you can only be healed for what you reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And this brother is, we don't sit around and share this. Some young man on the, and some young lady is being helped tonight because they have heard Deacon Bell bump in the road.
That's right.
And they have been encouraged. And so Deacon Smith, he's doing a prayer line. You heard him say he's been teaching Bible study, but I believe Deacon Bell, you do a Sunday school class, Sunday school service over at your church every Sunday morning over at Love and Fellowship on Facebook. Talk a little bit about that, sir.
Yes, when the pandemic started,
mm-hmm.
I started doing Sunday school because I was teaching Sunday school at the church before like the pandemic started. So then mm-hmm. when the pandemic started, you know, people started doing, everybody was doing church online. No one
right.
had Sunday school. I went through Facebook. I didn't see not one Sunday school class on Facebook. So I'm going to say I was the first one to start it. The week after the pandemic, I mm-hmm. asked my pastor, can I do Sunday school on Facebook? And he gave me the administrative password to get into Loving Fellowship Baptist Church Facebook page. And
mm-hmm.
from the second week of the pandemic, I have been doing Sunday school nonstop. And that's not the part about it. I do Sunday school, but I don't let anything stop me from doing God's word. I had
mm-hmm.
cervical, I had a spine surgery.
Mm-hmm.
on my neck. I was in the hospital. I did my
mm-hmm.
Sunday school service from the hospital room. And I was telling the nurses, I said, don't come in from 8:30 to 9:30. That's why I said I'm doing Sunday school. Didn't tell nobody I was in the hospital, but you know how they noticed? They looked up and they seen the sign that said slip and fall. They
mm-hmm.
seen that sign. And then they started calling it. Where's Deacon Bell at? He's not at the church. And I said, I'm in the hospital doing it. One Sunday morning, I was doing it from the church. The internet went out. It went out right at the time when I was trying to tell the people what they needed to hear. So I said, no, say you won't win this. You know what I did? I went
mm-hmm.
in my truck, turned my phone on, got internet mm-hmm. outside and continued the lesson. Satan won't
come on now.
Because I'm going to continue to do Sunday school and spread God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So I continue to do Sunday school on Facebook Live. I do it at the church on third Sunday, and I do it from the house every other Sunday. Then I go to church after I finish it.
Oh, wow.
But if
how
I'm
awesome.
Not mistaken,
that is awesome.
I was the first one to start doing Sunday school on Facebook.
You know, you're about the third person that we done had on the E-Man after show. What pandemic?
Right.
You understand? I interviewed a filmmaker a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed a young lady. Man, did we interview a young lady that wrote a couple of books. We asked them the same question, what pandemic? Pandemic didn't stop them at all. And here we have another young man that's on the line tonight. A pandemic? What is that?
Mm.
Why? And you know what it says to me and what it should say to those of you who have allowed obstacles to come, you know, get in your way? You have to learn how to keep on persevering and push past.
That's right.
You know, all of that. Because those are voices, you know, the devil will preach a good what-if sermon.
Yes, he will. And also just, you know, listen to the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to the Spirit of God, because he will teach us. Even in the midst of the pandemic, he taught many how to maneuver, you
right,
know, where
right.
there could have been roadblocks, and the Lord said, okay, you go this way, where – maybe there were some that just didn't, they just quit because they didn't know what else to do.
Right.
And
right.
that's the importance of insight and having a connection with God.
Yes. And so I heard you say you talked to your pastor. We want to take time out just a few minutes to talk about your pastor, talk about your leader, to talk about the man that speaks into your life. And, how, you know, talk to us how important it is, because, you know, you went to him and he gave you the password. Most people won't do that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Let's sit down and talk for a minute. What you trying to do?
You're faithful.
You took it right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
When you faithful like that, when you persistent,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, because this is what leaders do. They sit back and they watch.
That's right.
You don't think that they don't. Come you know, they sit back to watch to see, are you going to be faithful? Can I depend on you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you're going to start it as soon as the first bump in the road hit, you done.
Integrity.
Integrity is very vital and very
yeah.
key. And throughout his whole testimony, throughout your whole encouragement on tonight, that's what I heard from Deacon Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it in him. I heard it in his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just told you she was there when nobody else was there. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? And so out of that, have birthed a Sunday school service.
Yes.
Man, I can't tell you. You know, I ain't going to be funny, Mandy, but Deacon Bell, I ain't going to be funny. But, man, I can't tell you when the last time I did a Sunday school.
Listen, I'm with you. But when I'm listening to Deacon Bell speak,
uh-huh.
it just reminds me, and we know it's a story in the Bible, but I'll just talk about it very briefly. It reminds me when Jacob wrestled with the angel, you
mm-hmm.
know, and Jacob was thrust in his side, you know, and some translation talk about the thigh area. But he, think about wrestling with an angel. You're in pain, but yet you will not give up. And Jacob's words was, I will not let you go until you bless me.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like Deacon yeah. Bell, he was after something. You know, still is, because he has a hunger for God, but he was after something. Lord, I want more of you, you know. Just listening to his testimony, listening to the things that he's done, listening to him being in the hospital, telling the nurses, now you in the hospital, you tell the nurses do not come in, taking authority in the hospital. It tells me that he had that hunger, you know, such as Jacob had when he wrestled with the angel, because Jacob was looking for something, you know, and it wasn't until daybreak until his name was changed. But at the end of the day, he fought for it. And us as believers, we have to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
We have to learn how to, what I mean, not give up, stand flat footed, although the winds may blow, although we face opposition, not giving up is the key.
Yeah.
A lot of times the trick of the enemy is to wear us down,
mm-hmm.
is to wear out the saints, wear us down, get us to the point where we throw in the towel. But when you're persistent and when you say, Lord, I'm just going to take it by force and I'm going to stand until you move, and I'm going to trust you in everything, that's when you see the true manifestation of God. And to be honest with you, yes, there's people out here that love the Lord, but so much have been watered down in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see it like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pleasure, Deacon Fred Bell, to have you on the show tonight and to be able to interview you and also to hear your testimonies, because whether you know it or not, you know, I'm being uplifted tonight just listening to you, you know, and listening to your story and the things that you've endured, and how, more than anything, how you kept your faith in God.
One of the reasons why he kept that faith, he had a pastor to encourage him.
Right.
And I think it's very, very important. We want to take a few minutes, Deacon Bell. We want you to talk about your man of God. We want to talk, because, you know, leadership is very valuable.
Yes.
And it's very critical in this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody needs somebody.
That's right.
You cannot get through life by yourself.
Right.
And so he had his wife,
mm-hmm.
and he had his pastor.
Right.
And he had others speaking into the life. How important, because your pastor have allowed, and those of you that's anywhere in the Dallas Metroplex, this brother attends the church, Love and Fellowship Baptist Church. If you know anything about DeSoto, Texas, it's over there off of Wintergreen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 610 West Wintergreen.
Right.
And he teaches Sunday school over there. But talk to us a little bit about Pastor Sneed and his tutelage. And because, you know, faith come by hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's several ways that scripture is interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Most people think that's supposed to come through your pastor. But it's another avenue. Faith come by you hearing yourself teach your own self. And so he have taught himself through the word of God.
Right.
And that's how his faith have got strong. But it also comes through preaching and teaching just as well.
That's right.
So talk to us a little bit about Pastor Micah D. Sneed and what kind of man of God have pulled into your life to even encourage you and inspire you to even do this even more.
Okay. When I first went to Love and Fellowship Baptist Church, I had left a church that I had been there for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I had heard about Living Fellowship Baptist Church, but never went to the new church. So I went to the church one Sunday to see Deacon Rodney Thornton get ordained. So then when I left my other church, I drove over to that church. Now, I left my other church, went straight to that church, and then I sat there. And then they ushered me to the front of the church where the deacon sat. So then when I went back up there and I went to the church, I said, man, you know what? Is this where God is telling me to come and be? So when I went to that church, not knowing anyone, they had an open house for new members.
Right.
So I told my wife, I said, you know what? Let's go up there to the open house. And she said, we're not even a member. I said, we're not yet. So I went up to the church. Pastor Sneed was sitting in the king's table. He took me and my wife around on a tour. Himself, he got up, walked us around, showed us around the church, and he said, you're not a member yet, are you? I said, no, I'm not yet. He said, well, I'm going to show you around anyway. He showed us everything in the church. He was welcoming. He was inviting. And then his teaching. His teaching is where anyone can understand, because it's basic teaching, and it feeds your soul when he teaches, because he teaches from the heart. He never, not one time, told anyone I couldn't do something. When I first started, I went to new members orientation, and Minister Reuben Mosley, I gave my testimony, and he looked at me and he said, man, have you ever thought about being a teacher in new members orientation? And I looked at him and said, man, I'm not even a member yet. But the Lord was already speaking through him. He went to Pastor Sneed, and I became a teacher in new members orientation.
Oh, wow.
Then I became a teacher in Bible study. Then I became a vacation Bible school teacher. Pastor Sneed has opened the door each and every time. He has never said that Deacon Bell couldn't do this because he hadn't been there long enough. Deacon Bell couldn't do this because he's always opened the door. Him and Sister Sneed are the most lovable people you ever want to meet. Open. Yeah. I would go in the morning time sometimes. A few mornings I would go in and pray with him. Few mornings I'll go in and speak to him. Just to go in and speak, Pastor, how you doing today? You going to give a word? And we just have regular conversation. His door is always open. So there's nothing I can say about Pastor Sneed that will lift him up higher than I already have.
Yes. Well, and that's awesome. And we want to always take the time, because You know, this is what we're really trying to encourage people in the body of Christ. When you got good leaders, first of all, you need to take care of them.
That's right.
Second of all, you definitely, you know, respect them. Why? Because it's a lot of stuff being taught out there. It's a lot of stuff being seen out there.
Right.
And when you got good brothers like this that uphold the hand of their leader and they are there in the church working and, you know, because your gift had already made room for you. You already had the gift and talent.
Right.
It's just down in you. You know, all around your whole testimony, I'm hearing teaching, I'm hearing writings. I'm hearing. So you couldn't have got away from it anyway.
Yeah.
But to be able to set up under a man to God, because I've heard your pastor preach. You know, I've been to y'all service a few times. And, yes, he have broke the word down precept on precept. And this is what I want to encourage men out there tonight, you know. When you set up on, don't let no one manipulate you and get you from up under your leader.
That's right.
Because people will start trying to teach you all type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother used to tell me, and I'm quite sure you agree with this, Deacon Bell, don't let people come back to reteach you what you know. Because they'll have you all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? When you know what you know, because see, his faith have been, listen, this brother got some strong faith.
It's been perfected.
Been perfected. Mm-hmm. And this is why I wanted him to talk about his leader and his pastor, because it's very clear listening to him, he's getting that kind of teaching.
Yeah.
And so when you find yourself up under leaders, don't let no one come back to reteach you.
Right.
Because people are, you'll be so confused by listening to a lot of other people before you know a thing. You ain't got no faith. You all over the place. You know, and I think that's very valuable. I think it's very, very important that in these times that we live it in, you know, because my mom used to tell me you can't eat at everybody's house.
That's right.
These times that you live in, you got to be consistent and persistent, and you got to, you know, stay at one place and quit, you know.
You have to be rooted and grounded. We have to be rooted and grounded in things of God.
Yes.
As Deacon Fred Bell was speaking about Pastor Sneed, he spoke as a son. When he spoke concerning his pastor, he
spoke
as a son.
You've been hanging around me too long.
Listen, you're connected, though. This is what I was going to say is you can tell he's received an impartation.
Yes,
and you can tell that Deacon Fred Bell has a son's heart. This is why Pastor Steve was receptive, because he connected with his spirit.
Yes.
He already knew God sent him here.
Yes.
He already knew that. The man of God already knew that. That's why he was able to be open. You see, pastors are discerning because they are the overseers of the house.
Yes.
And when you come through the house, sometimes some just don't smell right when the pastor is not as open with you. It's not that they don't love you. It's that maybe you just need to grow in some areas. It's like God got something for you here, but let's just grow. Let me impart something. Let me feed you. Let me finish. Let me continue to teach the word. Show yourself faithful, and let's see growth be produced. And then these doors will be open for you as well.
Right.
A lot of times I said that to say, we just had a conversation, Eman, with a couple on last week. And one of the couple was telling, it was a husband and wife, and they were telling me, Eman, that, and they're here visiting, but they're not from here.
Right.
And they were telling Eman that they really do not have opportunity in Houston in their church. And nothing against them, but it's very fitting for what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
And Eman was asking questions like, have you showed yourself faithful? Have you went and talked to the pastor? Have you opened yourself up?
Right.
And unfortunately, a lot of those answers was no. They expected the pastor to just know. And to just assume.
Right,
and then
right.
when you're running from to and fro and you're not rooted and grounded and you're not solid and faithful where you are, or even teaching the word that's being brought in the house. Because every pastor, when they're imparting in you, that same word needs to be, it's taught differently because the Holy Spirit uses us differently, but that same message needs to be taught.
Yes.
And anyway, with that being said, the people were saying no. All the answers were no.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that a little disturbing, you know, a little disturbing. And one of the pointers we gave was show yourself faithful and have, open your heart up to your pastor, have a relationship with God. Make sure your relationship with God is solid first, and God will deal with the man of God in the proper time.
Yes. And so with all that being said, Deacon Bell, she said all that to say this here. We want to appreciate your faith.
Right. We appreciate. And also we want to add, Deacon Bell, listen, I do not take this lightly. Amen. Said he told you, and a couple more people have told you, get your material together and get your book together. God will connect people. You will do the part. Just go ahead and just begin to move on it. God will open doors for you and connect you with the right people. You have a book, sir.
Yeah, he do. And if, guys, if you want to talk to Deacon Bell tonight and me and to myself, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation because we've just been sitting here tonight. The good thing about this show, Deacon Bell, I'm the last show on Sunday night.
Right.
And so they turned it over to me. They said, E-Man, you can stay as long as you want to because there's no other shows until tomorrow.
Right.
And so I get the opportunity to shut it down on a Sunday night. I can go as long as I want to, but I promise we weren't going to be about an hour and 30 minutes. And we're getting ready to wrap the show up here in a few minutes. But maybe there's somebody on the phone line. May want to encourage you because I see the phone lines are lit up. They are lit up tonight. They may have a question for you. They may want to share and thank you for all that you have been doing and all that you are doing. We want to continue to encourage you.
Yes.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's on the network, that's on the phone lines. Starting next Sunday night at 9:35, you'll be able to chime into the E-Man After Show. When you hear this here, we're going into our segment with Deacon Fred Bell. Y'all check
right.
this out.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
That's his segment. And then his segment will start in audio form. He will give us what he's been giving all around the world for and all around. And when I say around the world, because if you're on Facebook, if you're on any social media, you'd be surprised. See, Deacon, share with us. I mean, you're a Sunday school teacher. When we thought people were going to have to travel all around the world when the Bible says goes into all parts of the world.
Right.
But you able to do it through these kind of platforms. This is just another vehicle for you to get the word out. And so God positioned me so you could be positioned to put your word out. And that's what we do, you know. He allowed me and Deacon Smith to be friends for forever. You know, that's my other brother from another mother. You understand what I'm saying? You know, that's my homeboy right there. You know, me and Deacon Smith, that's my road dog right there. And you know, me and him, I know you there, Aunt. Listen, Deacon Bell.
I'm right here, man.
Yes, sir. If the devil would have known, because he tried to take Anthony out, even when he was in college, he tried to take me out. Deacon Bell, we used to race cars and all that old type stuff. We did some of everything up under the sun. But if the devil had known that all three of us tonight was going to be sitting here getting God's word out, he'd have took us out a long time ago. But he couldn't do it. Because you know why God said, no, I trust him. I know it. Because he know God is all-knowing anyway. You know. And so, man, we want to appreciate you guys. We want to thank all you guys on the network tonight. But he's bringing an encouragement word for your soul to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Miss Kia Davis, she's the owner. We hung out with her this weekend. Everybody over here on the network is excited.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we have an expiring word. We have Pastor Jeremy Glenn and his church is on. We have a lot of different ministers that come through, but what's so significant about this, this is a man, you know, and he's a black man, you know, cause we, you know, and people that, even why you always, why not? Because at the end of the day, if we don't support our own, who else is going to support? This is a black owned network,
yes, you know.
And a lot of times you can't get this word on other networks. And so God allowed a black woman because, you know, Kathy Hughes is going out on the scene.
Right.
And Kia Davis. So this network's been around for 12 years, and it's thriving and it's strong. And, you know, they told me my show was the number one show on this network, man.
I know.
I don't know if y'all know that, but they said the E-Man After Show is the number one show on this network.
It is.
And how long we been here, Mandy? About a good 6 or 7 months, right?
Right.
Yeah, we just started we started in May. It's almost been a year.
Okay.
Yeah, we started May 15th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the E-Man After Show came to We Talk Radio Network. And they say I'm the number one show on the network.
I know. We've been celebrating.
Yes. And so with that being said, you know, it ain't nothing. Well, it is some stuff I did. A lot of people be saying, it ain't nothing that I did. Yeah, it's some stuff I did. Mm-hmm. I had to make some stuff happen.
Right, you got to move.
Yeah.
You got to move.
And so, listen, I learned to love my own self.
Okay.
And I love to appreciate my own self. And I don't want anyone on the, whatever you're doing, I don't care if you got a Kool-Aid stand.
Mm-hmm.
If you put the work in,
that's right.
No matter what you do, celebrate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself, because if you don't feel good about yourself, you ain't no need of me hanging with you, because you don't feel good about you, so you know you ain't going to feel good about me. And so I follow people that, like a Deacon Bell and Anthony, when you doing it, I want to make sure that we people know that you are doing it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, God put it in you, because
right.
He's the one who gives the gifts and the talent.
Mm-hmm.
And but when He put it in you, you got to do the work, because He ain't going to do it for
you. Move.
Because where is it at when Scripture, Deacon Bell is a Sunday school teacher. That's why I'm talking like this. He already know the word.
Uh-huh.
When God gives one talent, two talents, and five talents, He gave you those talents because He expects something back.
That's right.
And God ain't going to give you no talent if you ain't going to give Him nothing back. And so you got to give God something back.
That's right.
And so you got to make it do what it do in 2022. And that's what we're doing. We're making it do in 2020. I want to thank this owner over here, because, you know, this owner trusts me with a lot of stuff.
Yes, she does. Shout out to Miss Kira Davis.
Yeah, she's like, man, you can do whatever you want to do. Just, I can't do everything I want to do. And I don't want that to come across like that.
Right, right.
You know, I have to, listen, Deacon Bell, I have to abide by the rules. But the favor of God is on you like that. Listen, I say some stuff.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, honestly, truthfully, we know we've heard it 100 times,
mm-hmm.
but favor is not fair.
Yes.
It's because God gives the favor. And at the end of the day, you're right, E-Man, you get to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I get to do a lot of stuff that other people may not get to do.
Right.
Because I'm not, number one, I'm not scared. And number two is, you know, I'm all about the culture,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost, and it don't matter who's on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about black first.
You really are.
You know, I'm all about black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a problem with white people, but I'm all about black people. And so I'm on a black network, and I'm black, and
you
I'm going to make sure that's known. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Why? Because when God made me,
mm-hmm.
and He made you,
mm-hmm.
and He made us of color,
mm-hmm.
He broke the mold. He said, listen,
oh, yeah,
I chose y'all people.
Celebrate ourselves.
And we're going to celebrate ourselves, and we're going to do it in grand fashion. Because February was just over.
That's
I celebrate
right.
blackness 365 days out of the year.
Yes, you
don't
do.
Get it twisted.
Oh, you do.
And so we want to appreciate all you guys on the network. Somebody might say, well, what did that have to do with Deacon Bell tonight? It has a whole lot to do.
She just told you, a black man.
You know, it has a whole lot to do with our people being significant, because no
right.
matter what Deacon Bell, no matter what nobody think, it was somebody black that fought for us to be on these microphones.
That's
tonight.
Right.
It was, most people don't know these microphones was made by a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that, because most people don't believe stuff unless white folk tell them. You know, and
right.
so these microphones was made by black people. And so God have positioned us and have talented us through all kinds of gifts. And so since they was made by black people, we are on here tonight, and we're going to get an encouraging word on this network. It's going all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate thing is to us to help someone to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And Deacon Bell is going to do that, Mandy, and Deacon Bell and Deacon Anthony Smith, through an encouraging word every Sunday night, which starts next Sunday night at
right.
9:35. You're able to chime in to this black network
mm-hmm.
and hear some Deacon Fred Bell.
That's right.
And listen, guys, you know, don't clam up on the network, because we got so many different people listen to this network. They embrace it.
They really do.
Why? Because, you know, I have people wrote in, Deacon Bell. I have people write in to me all the time. Stop, you know, do not deem down who you are.
That's right.
No matter who you are. And so since I know who I am and whose I am,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to always speak like that.
That's right.
Because that's who I am. And I ain't unapologetic about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank you, first and foremost, being courageous and once again bold enough to be a man of God and stand up in your own truth. What is your own truth? You know, having the word of God, because I guarantee I'm going to be watching your segment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you what we get. When people chime in and they listen, they write in, I'm going to make sure he see all of this.
Right.
Why? Okay. Because at the end of the day, somebody's going to get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get set free.
That's right.
somebody going to be able to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because once again, what's the word, man? There's insomnia. Insomnia is at an all-high rise now. People can't sleep at night.
Right, and we definitely need...
encouraging word.
Yeah, the word of God to wash our minds.
At nighttime.
Yeah, because the word of God washes our minds. So this is something that
mm-hmm.
people can use that suffer with insomnia and need to relax. You know, this is why a lot of people, to be honest, they'll read the Bible. And
mm-hmm.
some of them will fall. I mean, it can go both ways, but some of them fall asleep. You know,
for sure.
Because they begin to get relaxed. Now, there's another way that can happen, too. And we all know that. But, hey, let me just put that out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so, Deacon Bell, man, we have appreciated you tonight to stop by the evening after show.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to bring you on because we're going to start your segment in grand fashion. It'll start next Sunday night. At 9:35, you'll be able to log in and get an encouraging word. And I want to encourage every young man. I want to encourage every young woman.
Yeah.
I want to encourage those of you because we're dealing with all kind of calamities.
We are.
We're dealing with the war. We're dealing with a pandemic. We're dealing with sickness. We're dealing with people losing their job. There's a lot going on in these
That's
times.
That's right.
And so we need an encouraging word.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be able to get it right here on the E-Man After Show. We're going to ask Fred Bell to do you have any anybody? I know you do it Monday. Listen, guys, he do this Monday through Friday. That's mm-hmm. out on the network. Those of you that's listening around, shout out to South Africa that's listening on tonight. My phone line is lit up. I'm talking about my personal phone. They must have really, well, you know, I know I'm off the show right about now, but they okay. Those of you over Fred Bell, I got people texting me on. We doing the show right about now. But those of you that's around the globe that's listening on tonight, we want you to tell a friend. Shout out to all of you that's downtown Dallas that's listening.
Yeah, shout out to you.
We want you to chime in every Sunday night. We want you to chime in and get this encouraging word because he's going to do it in audio form. You heard he teach Sunday school. He teach
mm-hmm.
Bible study. He you know, he can pray,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it's going to be powerful. It's going to be epic.
Right.
And so we want to put this kind of spirit out in the atmosphere. We want to put this kind of encouragement in the atmosphere because
right.
people are trying to figure life out right about now.
That's true.
Because none of us never lived through a pandemic.
And that's true. And right now we need to hear a sound word.
A sound word.
This is life and it's happening. Our lives are affected by it and we're not going to underestimate or minimize, but at the end of the day, when you are a believer, it can become a distraction because a lot of people have lost focus.
Yes, yes. And his word that he gives out every day through Facebook and through I do believe you kind of like have a phone number that people you just send it to. Talk a little bit about that. How else do you get this word out through your number and just through Facebook, Deacon Bell?
What I do, I send out through Facebook from my own personal page. And then there's mm-hmm. there's five other pages that I sent it out. I think the Ministry of God,
okay.
Reality and Depression, and it's some other ones that I sent out that I can't remember, but it's five. But also I sent it out that way, and I sent it out through text. I sent it out through over 100 people. And if you send me your number, my number is – you can text me your number and say, hey, can you add me to the Bible text scripts you get out? And it's not a mass text. You will receive the individual text. You won't get a text and it's 900 people on there. It's only you. If you
okay.
send me your number and say, hey, I would like to receive it, my number is 214.
Hey, hold up.
714.
Don't get your number out. Don't get your
oh,
number
okay.
out on you. We will ask you to call this number 569. What is our number? 563.
563-999-3456.
And you call up here to the network, and we'll give you a number.
Oh, okay.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
We're like, let's get it popping, okay?
Yeah, we don't want no one calling you and harassing you. You
right,
know?
Right.
And so. Yeah, we'll make sure you get Deacon Bell's number, and he would to his list. And with that being said, Deacon Bell, do you have one of those quotes? Listen, we're going to try this now. We got 15 minutes before the show. Deacon Bell, you have the quote
yeah.
from last Friday around anywhere?
It's one I did. This is one I do Friday. What I do each and
mm-hmm.
every morning, these words are not from me. I pray if I wake up in the middle of the night, God would. I pray anytime I wake up. I don't care if I'm going to the restroom. If I open my eyes, I start praying, and I pray and I just ask God, forgive me for this, or dear Heavenly Father, bless this. Like I forgot to pray for someone, right? So what I do, I ask God each and every morning to give me a word that will encourage and that will bless. Even if it's one person, I don't put anything on there for likes or clicks or nothing like that. If it will bless one person, I did my job. So Friday, I asked him for a word,
like this,
and the
Bill.
Word came.
Let's do it like this, Deacon Bill. All of you around on the network, on We Talk Radio Network, all of you on the phone line, let's just do this segment just like this here, and you come in and right after this, Deacon Bell.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
It's all yours, sir.
God has given permission for your sifting of your soul for your restoration. Have you ever fried chicken before and used old flour? If so, you may have placed that old flour in a sifter to remove the old particles that were left from the last time you used it. And what comes through the sifter is now good flour. Do you know that nothing happens to you without God's approval? Luke 22:31-30, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail, so that when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. Just as Satan wanted to sift Simon like wheat, he also asked God to do the same to you, to test your faith. So the next time you're going through a trial, remember that God knows. But he is also telling Satan that he won't find chafe or blow your way. As he assured Peter, his faith may falter like all of ours do at times, but it won't be destroyed, but be renewed and restored. When we turn to him, embrace your sifting.
Amen.
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 And so, guys, you'll get a little taste of that in audio form with Fred Bell every Sunday night at 9:35. He talked about sifting. Do you understand what wheat is, flour, little thin flour? And when I grew up, my mama used to put it in a sifting deal where they sift that flour. You know, you do know how they cut wheat down, right? They took a long braid and they began to chop it and cut it down. You understand why they cut it down? Somebody on the line tonight, Satan is trying to chop your vision down.
Come on.
He's trying to cut down what God has for you. But they put it in a sifter so it could become thin flour. And so once it become thin flour, he can't cut it down. And why? Because you have been through the sifting part of what they would call thin flour. When you mix, a lot of y'all folks know about cooking. When you put that thin, make it thin, you can make some good old biscuits. Well, guess what? Fred Bell been through the sifting. Satan thought he was going to sift him like wheat and be able to cut him down. But God said no. Why? Because I'm finna put him through a bump in the road, which is going to make him have thin flour, which is going to produce the word out of him. Oh, don't get me started.
All right, now.
Because you got me hyped up. just on that little bit.
Right.
But, man, we want to thank you, sir. We want to thank you by stopping by the E-Man After Show on tonight. We have did a two-hour show,
blessing our souls tonight.
Yes. You have blessed our souls tonight. You have blessed those on the phone line. I see a few people have been hitting option one. Listen, guys, if you got any questions, you got anything you want to share, you got anything you – I do want to bring this guy into the conversation. Last four numbers, 7004. Hello, you're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this?
Well, Elvin.
Yes, who
you
is this?
You know that's Mr. Wade.
Hello, Minister.
And
how are you, sir?
I can only thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to piggyback off Deacon Bell,
yes, sir.
Love the way God do what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wrestling with whether I would call in tonight, and I, man, look, I have been lifted, and I thank you for your invitation, and now I now not only do I know you as Brother Eldridge, but I know you as E-Man.
Yes,
and Ms.
sir.
Mandy, I've heard so much about you, so God bless you as well. God bless your ministries, what you guys are doing. And Deacon Bell, you know, I can only say that I love you because I'm familiar with you and with your testimonies as to where you've come from. You know, and Miss Mandy, I heard you talking about how Jacob experienced what he experienced. One thing you left out, when he got up that morning, he said, the Lord must be in this place. The Lord must be. I just wanted to share that nugget because a lot of times we have to get excited about the presence of God in our lives.
Amen.
We got
yes.
to.
Yes.
Well, sir, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. E-Man.
Well,
you're
quite
you,
welcome,
man.
Sir. We're glad that you chimed in tonight.
Yes.
You know, and we want you to continue to chime in. Yes, sir.
I will. Thank you, man. God bless you. I'm not going to take up time because you know me,
sure.
too. Don't get me started.
Yes, sir.
God
yes,
bless
sir.
Y'all. God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Deacon Smith, are you still with me tonight, sir?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm still hanging with you guys, man. I was glad to hear Minister Wade, another one of the men of valor intercessors for my prayer line there. I was glad to hear him speaking on it. So it's a lot more people I seem to be on here than I was expecting to. Great,
man,
great.
Phone line
you guys
lit
have a wonderful show. I'm enjoying the show, Brother
mm-hmm.
Eldridge. I'm thankful to God to be such a best friend to you, my brother.
Yes, well, down through the years, man, these phone lines are lit up tonight. And we appreciate all of you guys on the phone line. You have to hit option one. If not, we don't bring you into the conversation because, you know, we don't want to throw. A lot of people get nervous when they live on air.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you. And Deacon Smith, we appreciate you, man, because if it had not been for your prayer line ministry, I wouldn't have met this, bro. I probably would have met him somewhere down the low. I don't know. But
yeah.
Through your prayer line ministry, and that prayer line ministry, we talked about it a few minutes ago, called Men of Valor. And that phone number, I can't give out this number.
Yeah.
I can give out this number. I just can't give no personal numbers.
Right, right.
I can give you this
exactly.
number out. His prayer line number for Men of Valor is 434-300. Get a pen and write down. That's 434-4132. My assistant is the one who wrote this down.
Let me look at that number I can get.
It says 434-300-4132. They write crazy over here.
Yeah,
show.
They do sometimes.
These people I got working E-Man,
we all
my
talk.
Goodness.
We all...
Jeez.
E-Man.
You know, Victoria, you can't write no better than this. let me read it again. It's 434-300-4132, access code 437-431-pound. Is that right, Deacon Smith?
That's exactly right. There also is a two numbers to it, just in case you can't get through to one of them. They'll all be connected mm-hmm. to the same one, and that one is 434-341-31 or 4132. Both of those
okay.
numbers will get you through that prayer line ministry.
Yes, and that's every Thursday. She got this right. Every Tuesday and every Thursday.
Exactly.
5:30 in the morning. These people I got working over here, oh, my goodness.
And E-Man don't mind about putting them on blast.
For sure. Yeah. And just before we go, I do want to shout out to all the sponsors that helped sponsor the E-Man After Show. I want to shout out to, first and foremost, to my little sidekick, my boo thing sitting across from me, Mandy the Mentor International. Thank you for help sponsoring the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Elite Vision. She's a sponsor of Ms. CJ Bell of the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Shout out to I Gotcha Media, to Micah D. Williams. He's another sponsor of the E-Man After Show. And shout out to High Level Media Productions.
Right.
All of them are sponsored. They allow me to be here.
That's right.
And I want to appreciate all of you guys that allow me to be. And shout out to my homegirl, my road dog, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
She's the boss around here. Miss Tia Davis run a tough ship over here.
Miss Authenticity is what I call her.
Yes, Miss Tia Davis, shout out to you. Congratulations once again to your daughter. I've been working with her in media down through the years, and I started out with her 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she let me come back home. So, Amanda, you start acting crazy over there, Amanda the Mentor Show, I got somewhere I can come.
Well, listen, you ain't going nowhere. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, just as long as you don't get it twisted. But Fred Bell, man, we thank you on tonight, man. We appreciate you. People on the network appreciate you. People on the phone line, you have encouraged someone's heart. And so that's next Sunday night. Your segment will start, sir. And we're so excited about it.
We are excited.
We got people all around the world going to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Fred, we do two things. Conversation like this, we're going to pray out tonight, you know, because I can.
Mm-hmm.
And God mm-hmm. allows us to be on a platform. We can do that, too.
Right.
You know. But, Fred, if you want to take a minute or so to give out some shout-outs to, you know, first and foremost to your wife, you know, I'll give her a shout-out because – at the end of the day, I heard you very well. She's been standing by your side. That's just to be commended.
That's right.
You know, am I getting a wife like that? Are you going to be standing by my side, Mandy?
I'm going to learn from Fred Bell's wife.
I hope so. You know.
Listen, those are my intentions, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, I want to shout out to your wife for standing there. I don't even know your wife. What's your wife's name, Mr. Bell?
LaShonda.
Miss LaShonda Bell, shout out to you tonight.
Shout out to you.
Thank you for allowing us to keep your husband for 2 hours. We told him an hour, but it done got good. As the old folks say, it done got good and good.
That's right.
This is what we do around the E-Man After Show. See, we ain't, this Mr. Bell and those of you on the network, we keep it just like this.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to be deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want God's word to be out.
Right.
We want somebody to be encouraged and empowered. We want somebody, when they get off this network, they was like, hey, all my problems I was thinking about, I ain't thinking about them now.
Right.
You know, I was stressed out, but I don't feel no stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know it or not, it's a form of a stress buster. So, Fred Bear, give us a real quick, we got 3 minutes before we end the show. You can do your shout out. But then, sir, I want you to pray us out tonight. I want you to pray out. I want you to pray for the calamities around the world, Ukraine. Pray for Dallas, Texas. You know, pray for all of our sisters and brothers around the world. You know, for our children, for marriages. Lift it up tonight, sir, and we're going to end the show. Thank you, man. Once again, we appreciate you, and I will be talking to you this week. Deacon Bell, Deacon Smith,
yes,
thank
sir.
You, man. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
For all that you do. All right, Deacon Bell, it's all yours, sir.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to each and every one of my friends that's on the line, each and every one of my church members throughout the years, each and every one of the pastors who have tutelage to me through the years, and shout-out to my kids and all those who are listening. I hope you guys got encouraged by this word, and I hope we continue to do it. And let's go out with a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father, a few of your humble servants have gathered tonight, dear Heavenly Father, to learn more about your holy and righteous word. But, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that we may be forgiven for any sins that we have committed, knowingly and unknowingly, as we come before your throne of grace to pray for those others, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for marriages, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for children, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for homes, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for health, dear Heavenly Father. But, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, dear Heavenly Father, thanking you, dear Heavenly Father, for healing, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for mending those marriages, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for fixing those wayward kids, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for their protection, dear Heavenly Father. And, dear Heavenly Father, we know that you are in control of everything in this world, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for those overseas, dear Heavenly Father, in Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for the wars, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that your hand is in it, dear Heavenly Father. But let us ask no questions, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're in control, dear Heavenly Father. For you have plans, dear Heavenly Father, we know nothing about. So tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we come to bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for giving this opportunity, dear Heavenly Father, to hear a word from you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for giving the time for these testimonies to be heard, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we hope, dear Heavenly Father, this hour and a half has been spent, dear Heavenly Father, to strengthen someone's faith, dear Heavenly Father, to go out and tell their testimony, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for giving us strength. We thank you for giving us health, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for sending your only begotten Son to die for us, dear Heavenly Father. And when this warfare is over, dear Heavenly Father, we have to study war no more, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to take us to a new Jerusalem, dear Heavenly Father, where every day will be Sabbath and Sunday will have no end. These and other blessings we ask in your darling Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen
and amen.
Amen, amen.
Well, we want to thank all you guys have joined us on the E-Man After Show. It's been another great episode. Join us next Sunday night. We'll be back. We'll be back with a great topic on next week, and we want you guys to join us. Tell a friend to join in to be encouraged by Deacon Fred Bell, encouragement for your soul. And so, Deacon Bell, thank you, sir. Thank you, Deacon Smith. Thank you,
thank
Mandy.
You guys.
Thank you guys that's all on the network. Listen, I got to go to work in the morning, so I got to get out of here. So good night, everybody, and everybody be blessed.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You're listening to The Sound.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be? Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.